Machel, we're up to Masech, the Trumos, Paragraph, Mishle Gimel, Machel, the Spoilovias, Eichav, Trumoch, Misham, Misakarn, Vihim, Misham, Misakhoimish. If you feed your workers or your guests Trumo, I guess by mistake, Dvar Trum, Kedin, Goizel, Sharihunas, a Gazlan, Aleho, you have the of a Gazlan. You're not allowed to do this. This is forbidden. This is a sin. This is a crime. This is an Aveira. Because, wait a minute, he didn't say the answer to the Vaita Hamachalat Poilov. So if you go and you feed your workers, yes, Orchav Tumma, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to because the workers and your guests are not allowed to eat Tumma, so therefore you're a Gazlan. You're stealing from the property of the Kohen. So what is the halacha? It's halacha if you have to pay Karen V'chemish. Who mishalei mesa Karen? You pay the Karen V'hem Misham mesa chemish. Two Rebbe Meir's Rebbe Meir says. V'achachomim v'hem Misham Karen V'chemish. No, they pay everything. V'hu mishalei lohem d'nei se'uda son. Okay, they have to pay everything you pay the silver in the middle of your so therefore you pay over here v'hem Misham mesa chemish v'avoyin. Hey, okay, we did it already. They pay Karen V'chaymish, Chulim M'sukanim, Yasu Chumo, Chumashal M'cham Demei Chulim, Shayat Sochlach Yedvik, Benayad Rabbi Meir, Eina Machal M'shal Hamachil, M'shal Ela Demei Chumo, Ula Rabbanon, M'shalim Demei Chulim. I don't understand that. Maybe we should look at Gahati. Do you understand what that means? No, he's entitled. I'm just a guest here. For whom Mishalim? Yes, so what, you got the Mishnah? Hamachal Lepar Lavas Orchav Tshuva. Who Mishalim is a Karen? You pay Karen. That good so far? If you pay your workers, Lepar Lavas Orchav Tshuva, you feed your workers and your guests Tshuva. You're not allowed to do that. So you're Ganav. So you have to pay the Koyanim. Who Mishalim Karen? So you, the Balabayas, who has fed the workers and the guests Tshuva, you have to pay the Karen. Right, v'heim, and the workers, they are mishalmin es ha'chaymish. Dear Rabbi Meir.
So what happened was, I said my pa'alim truma.
Or my guest truma.
Right.
So therefore,
then we found out that
it was truma. And they are Yisrael, they're not allowed to eat it.
So I have to pay the karen.
I have to pay the chaymish. Dear Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir says, the chaymish say no, heim mishalmin es karen chaymish, no. Pum back the chaymish say, they pay. They carry on the chaymish. They, the workers, have to pay everything. And you pay them the value of their meal. Now, what does it mean exactly? So he's over here. What's the difference between the two? According to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Meir says, I only have to pay the Kohanim. If I fed these people a meal worth $100, I only have to give to the Kohen $75, $50. Because Truma is cheaper than Chulin. Truma has a smaller market. There are less people that are interested in purchasing Truma. Mimela, it has a less value. According to Rabbi Meir, I only have to pay the Kohen, I pay the Karen, but I only have to pay $75. Is that clear?
No.
No. What did I do? I fed the workers. I fed them Truma.
Yeah.
So now there's a Knas on me. I have to go and I have to pay the Kohen the value of Truma. I went and I took what was entitled to the Kohen and I gave it away to someone else. Hello? You're not with me?
No, I can't hear.
No, I'm not going to the side. There'll be someone else there. There's someone else there. Just concentrate. Overcome this. This ba'aya.
Okay.
This difficulty.
Okay.
You fed the kohanim. You fed the workers truma. Okay. You fed the kohanim truma. The workers truma, and then you discover that you're not allowed to do that. According to Meir, what do I do? I have to pay the kohanim for their loss. how much do I have to pay the client for their loss? I fed the workers a meal that was worth $100. If I would have fed the workers regular food, how much would it cost me to feed the workers this meal? What?
No idea.
$100. Okay, the meal that I was prepared to feed the workers was worth $100. Now it turns out that the food that I fed them was really truma. I have to pay the kohanim for their loss, their potential loss. I only have to pay the kohanim $75. Because truma is worth less than chulin. That's the general principle. Are you not familiar with that?
Sure.
So I now have to go pay the kohanim for their loss. I only have to pay the kohanim $75. How much is a meal worth? The meal of this quantity and quality worth $75. I only have to pay the kohanim $75, and the workers will pay a chomesh. What is a fifth of $75? $75, whatever it is. They have to pay the chomesh. According to the sheet of the chachamim, I have to pay the chaladas chacham shalom hamachal hamachal d'mei chulin, and according to the chachamim, I have to pay hey mishalom keren v'chomesh. V'hu mishalim lohem d'mei suda son. He has to pay the workers $100. Mishalom hamachal d'mei chulin avu mitochei shalom. So what does that mean over there? You're going to, who are you paying it to? Who are you paying $100? Hey, the workers, mishalim and keren v'chomesh, for whom mishalim lohem, d'mei se'uda son. So I have to give the workers $100, and they give to the kohanim, and they give $75. So the workers are going to make $25 off the deal. That's what it says. You got it?
Yep.
Well, no, so that's it. That's the whole mission. That's it. We're done. This guy, he jumped boats. The workers pay the keren b'chemish. The workers pay $75. The bal habayis who fed these people money, he pays lohem d'mei sudasin, which is $100. And over here, the rabbi explains so beautifully. Okay, good. We're done with this.
What's the
machlokes? The machlokes is who's gonna pay the kohanim? Who will be paying the kohanim for their loss?
Right.
So it says the one that's going to be paying is the bal habayis. The bal habayis illegally fed the workers truma. It's the bal habayis's problem. He's the one that has to go compensate. He has to go give the kohanim $75. Even though the meal that I fed the people was worth for me $100, loy chayte niska. No, it doesn't put it aside. He has to pay the kohanim $75, and who pays the chaymesh? The workers, according to the chachamim. No, loy chayte niska. What we do is that the workers, they pay $75 to the kohanim because they ate truma, and the bal habayis pays them $100. So it comes out that the workers are going to make some money off of this. They're not going to make a lot of money off this is because they're going to have to pay the chaymish also. So that's maybe the reason why he's paying them more money is because they can really do it. Again, you have a balabayas. Hamachil es payalav v'yasarchav from the person feeds. You feed your worker.
Right.
Or your guest.
Right.
You feed them truma. Have you done something wrong?
No.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no? Are you allowed to feed them truma? You have workers who are Yisraelim.
Yeah, no.
So you've done an avera.
Yeah.
So normally, if you yourself would have eaten the truma, what would you have to do in the normal circumstances?
Pay back and give them a
chemish. So therefore, the question over here is, I'm not the one who ate it. The one who ate it are the workers.
Right.
So who is the one that's responsible to pay the chemish, the keren chemish? Who's going to pay the kohanim for the damage?
Who
mishalim? So it says, according to the Tanakhama or mayor, who mishalim the bal habayis pays, esa keren, you pay the principal, the workers, mishalim esa chemish, the workers, they're going to pay the fifth. Now, the other thing over here that was happening is that when you put down on the table a meal for the workers, and in your mind you think that the food that I'm putting down the table is chulin, in your mind, when you put down the food on the table and you think this is chulin, how much money is this thing worth? I'm giving the workers $100. And now when I go, oh no, it's truma, it's truma, it's truma. So truma is not worth $100. It's only worth $75. So when I go, I say, I'm sorry, I went and I said $75. And the worker, he has to go give $25. The worker is going to give $25. Now, let's make the case better where it's $100, because that way we could add up the numbers. Okay, make it much, much easier to be very important. Well, I know it's not going to be fair. Okay, fine. Let's move on. The chum say no. Hein mishal misakir chamish. The rule is no. The workers, you ate it. You ate it. The workers are going to get how much? The workers are going to go give the workers are going to give the kohanim $75, the principal, plus another chamish for the small amount for the chamish. The workers, yeah?
Yes.
Now, what about the balabayas? It's not fair. The workers have to go to shell out. The balabayas has to pay the basin dust. How much are they going to give the workers? How much are they going to give the workers?
Bucks.
No, $100.
They pay the 75 and 25, and he gives them 100.
100.
Good, right there.
Next Mishnah. Hagoinev teruma v'loy achal acholo. Her maiso, what this guy did, he stole truma. He stole truma, but he didn't need it. So tzadik, he didn't need it. Hagoinev teruma v'loy achala. Person steals truma, you did not eat him. Shamba shum kefal demet truma. Murdik levar kefal. Does a baba kamda?
He doesn't eat it.
And he didn't eat it. Yeah. Yesterday we learned Chanan, your day, and today we're learning about Cheshemishpat, Kefal, Murdik. How much? Kefal, Dimei Truma, Murdik Vart. Did you know this, Salacha? Did you know this, Salacha? You pay Kefal, Dimei Truma. Achaloh. What happens if you eat it? Let's say you eat it, Mashallah, Shnei Kiranim. A double karen, because in chaimish, so you pay the principal plus another principal, then you pay the chaimish. In other words, saying more like Yisrael in the Mishnah, there's no din kefal in chaimish. How do you like that? Kefal is only the love of the mamash alamis. You can make a gam to Rashi Rashi on this. Kefal is a din in the keren. There's no din kefal in the chaimish. Fataych versus the chaimish. You can say man a gam to shir. Chidush Rabbi Aryeh. We are the Chiddush Rabbi Aryeh.
Shalom. Shlomit Kefil, the maid Truma.
Karen, what's the problem? Chagoyinev Truma v'lechol, v'sham tashlomit Kefil, the maid Truma. You made double Kefil. You didn't need it. You didn't need it, so therefore you give it to the coin. You pay Kefil for the maid Truma. There's no chemish. Chemish only when you eat it. Acholah. But let's say you eat it, it has been consumed. You pay double Karen, v'chemish, because that's Kefil. You pay Kefil. Because it's one of the ones to differentiate between the keren and the chaimish. You're only paying kefal on the keren, you're not paying kefal on the chaimish. You're only paying kefal on the keren, you're not paying keren on the chaimish.
Yeah, shnei keren
v'chaimish. Shnei keronim, two. One chaimish. Let's say you ate keren v'chaimish v'nachulim. Let's say, you know what I'm explaining. You pay one keren v'chaimish, his explanation. One keren v'chaimish v'nachulim, the keren d'mei truma, and you pay one keren d'mei truma. In other words, when you pay the chaimish. You're insulting me. Look what it says over here. I know this, you have a mental block in this, even though it's much, much better. But you want to go look at this over here. So look, Mishalim, you pay over here, Mishalim, Shnei, Kronim, V'chemesh. Keren, V'chemesh, Menachulim, Kedin, Oichel, Tshuma, B'shoegeg, you pay a Keren, V'chemesh, Menachulim, V'keren, D'mei, Tshuma, Mishum, Tashumi, Kefal, Kedin, Ganaf. You see, when you pay kefal, you have to pay. You're getting off. It's a bargain. Truma is cheaper than chulin. When you pay kefal, let's go back for a moment. Agonev truma v'lechol. Haridina shalganav shemshalim kefal shenemar asher yarshiun Elohim yishalim shenayim lirei ehu meshalim tashumi kefal demei truma kimechir hatruma cheaper. You pay kefal shohol since in muteres vachila elokayhanim machzir zol menachulim. It's cheaper than chulin, okay? So when you pay kefal, you only have to pay truma. you pay truma's cheaper. Review the simple case. A person steals truma. Reuven breaks into the home of a kohen.
I know what this case is.
So you're paying kafel.
Let's go down to the bottom.
I understand the case. Now, goinev truma, you still truma. V'loyachol, mashalim tashumi kafel, dinei truma. The kafel is also truma. But let's say achol, let's say you eat the truma. Now, mashalim shne. Here's more complex because now you have to replace it. So mashalim shne kiron, and you pay double, the double karen. Now he explains it's not the same. A double karen. You pay.
So
karen v'chaimish minachulin, like the halach of stealing truma. When you steal truma, you have to pay karen v'chaimish. Now when you're paying kafel, because you're a ganav, the kafel only has to
be
from truma. But it's a leniency. It's a leniency. That is cheaper. It's cheaper. The karen d'mei truma.
Very good.
Next halacha. Ganav trumas hegdish v'chala. This thing has tzedinim. It's hegish and it's truma. And you eat it. So what do you do now? So you have to pay a chaymeish midin truma and a chaymeish midin hegdish. Vachola. So you have to pay now. You have to pay now a double. You have to pay a double chaymeish. Vachola.
You stole truma's hegdish.
And you ate it.
Okay.
So what do you do? Mishalim shnei chomoshim. You pay a double chaymeish.
Why?
The Karen. And the Karen, the principal. She'ein behegdish tashlumei kefil. You don't have to pay.
There's no kefil when it comes to
hegdish. There's no kefil when it comes to hegdish.
Why don't I pay shnech?
Because the din of a chaymeish midin being nene from hegdish and being nene from truma.
But truma, we just did. Oh,
he
did both.
This item was both. Gonav trumas hegdish. This item had tzedinim. It was truma and it was hegdish. This item that you stole had tzedinim. Okay? Shuma Sudifa Machala Mashalim Shnei Chomoshim Vukaren. You pay the principal and you pay a double chaymesh. Why do you pay a double chaymesh? A chaymesh midin truma and a chaymesh midin hegdish. And you don't pay more. She'ein behegdish tashlume kefil. You don't pay kefil because anytime you still hegdish, there is no din. As it says in the pasuk, Yishalim Shnayim Lirayehu V'loy LeHegdish. Hegdish is not your buddy. Hegdish is not your Re'ehu. So you never pay, you don't pay kefil for Hegdish.
But why pay two karen?
Because the Torah says you pay a karen. The Torah says you pay a chaymesh. If you pay a chaymesh, two chaymeshim and one karen.
Why?
Because you nene from Chumah.
And from
Hegdish. Each one. Yes, you know that. Welcome to the real world, my friend. Welcome to the real world.
Okay.
Next Mishnah. We have to stop here. Okay, we learned today two Mishnahs.
Sunday is going to be a problem. Sunday, I'm going to have to go a little bit early in the morning. If you want to come here.
Okay. I would like it very much.